CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we look at actual LMS learning management system implementations and e-learning program rollouts. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. In this edition, we are talking with Jean Ann Larson, Chief Learning Officer, and Tawana Foggs, Educational Systems Coordinator of William Beaumont Hospitals, about their use of the CyberWorks Learning Management System to train and certify hospital employees.
Now let's meet Jean Ann Larson and Tawana Foggs of William Beaumont Hospital. Good afternoon, ladies. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Thanks to you.
Thank you.
Great. I was wondering if you could introduce yourselves and tell us what you each do for William Beaumont Hospital.
That'd be great, Mary Kay. I'm Jean Ann Larson, and I'm the Chief Learning Officer for Beaumont Hospitals. I have responsibility for all the strategic learning initiatives and educational activities.
My name's Tawana Foggs. I'm the Education Systems Coordinator. I actually manage the CyberWorks systems. I create courses, run reports, and manage the users.
Okay, that sounds great. Jean Ann, tell us about the hospital, you know, the size of the facility, the area that it serves, its medical specialties, things like that.
Absolutely. Beaumont Hospitals consists of three hospitals, nursing homes, home health services, a research institute, and several ambulatory sites throughout the Tri-County area in metropolitan Detroit. We're anchored by a very large hospital, the tertiary care and teaching hospital. It's about 1,100 beds. It's currently, I think, one of the busiest single inpatient facilities in the country. Across that continuum of care, we employ upwards of 20,000 employees, all of whom at some point during the year touch our system at least once, if not several times.
Well, that sounds great. Can you tell me what were some of the business factors that led your organization to investigate, purchase, and ultimately install a web-based learning management system?
Yeah, I'd be delighted to do that. Actually, several years ago, we had purchased our first LMS basically to further deploy our online mandatory education. At that time, there was just about 18,000 employees, and we needed something to help us get that education out to them. And given how regulated healthcare industry is, we're required to offer and document a lot of training, both at orientation and on an annual basis as well. Mm-hmm. With thousands of employees all over the area, getting folks to a site, a physical site, for education and then even tracking it became a big challenge. And then after that, as to why I guess we went to the web-based system, this system that we had previously was about 7 years old, was on some legacy hardware, and it was beginning to fail. In the meantime, we were ready to implement a brand new clinical information system called EPIC, and we were planning to utilize the learning management system as the infrastructure to train on that system. Again, folks, again, out of that entire 18,000. So we needed to have an LMS that was available, you know, basically ubiquitous, anybody could access it from anywhere, and robust enough to handle an increase not only in the training modules that were offered, but the type of training, as well as an increase in the number of users. Lastly, but not least, is we needed a more sophisticated system that would allow us to deploy different types of content to the different audiences.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Tawana, can you describe right now who is using the CyberWorks Learning Management System at your organization? Because I'm sure you have all types of users.
Okay. Actually, all employees, contract workers, volunteers, students, physicians, anyone from an entry level to senior management are using the system today.
Okay, wow. Okay, so it's completely widespread. It's not just a group of medical professionals. It's across the board.
And it has to be, because, I mean, there's always the bad news that you're heavily regulated, but the good news about being heavily regulated is everyone has to go through some sort of training and education. And as much as we think, oh, gosh, I have to do my mandatory required education, oftentimes once we get there to do that, get them to the system to do that, then they start to see some of the other online education that we offer, and they start accessing that as well. And by hook or by crook, we have found that we have always had, even with our legacy system, upwards of about at least 90% of our entire employee population that touches our system. And I would say that number is growing higher, which is not always the case in some other industries. So.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. And that's a good segue, Jeanne-Anne. You were talking about mandatories, and I understand that your hospital needed a way to automatically assign training mandatories across your organization and manage their completion status. Can you tell our audience about the business case which precipitated this need specifically? Because it has to do with regulations and hospitals and compliance and things, so I think it'd be interesting for them to hear that.
Yeah, there's a business case on several different levels. Certainly, A, because it's regulated, we've got to do it, and we want to do it in probably the most transparent and least disruptive manner as possible. So part of it is we're saving, you know, travel, even if travel means that I have to walk someplace and go off of my nursing unit just for an hour, we're saving that time period to do it. So we're saving that time, and we're keeping nurses hopefully at the bedside instead of in a classroom setting, mm-hmm. because they can basically grab a computer at any time and complete these mandatories, and they've got a year to do it. So it's kind of in a spare moment, you know, 7x24, anytime you can do your online education. So that was very, very key. The other time saver, and sometimes it saves your neck as well, is by virtue of them doing it online, I have a record of the fact that they've completed that education. And it, you know, it may seem trivial, but again, when you've got 20,000 people running all over the place, keeping track of that record and being able to demonstrate when Joint Commission comes in to do a tracer on a particular patient case that, yes, every employee who's touched that patient, I can pull up a transcript, and yes, they had fire safety, and yes, they had the epidemiology modules, and yes, they had et cetera, et cetera. It's very, very powerful because what we're finding is that we had people running around the company before we had an LMS just making themselves crazy trying to track, you know, who had had the training, who hadn't had the training, et cetera, et cetera. So we could actually, we were able to put dollars and cents on that to a certain extent, make some assumptions and come up with a very strong business case.
Okay. That's great. Jeanne-Anne, does your organization have any other learning goals or objectives that you'd like to share with us today?
Well, yes, I would, and a bit of it's putting me on a soapbox, but my sense is that, like all successful corporate universities, our main reason to be, if you will, is to really help the hospital meet its strategic goals and initiatives. And like many hospitals, ours are not unusual. It's the highest patient safety, quality customer service, organization development, and financial success. So our challenge as a corporate university is to find out what is it that we can offer and provide the organization that helps us be successful. And that might be looking at those particular areas and figuring out ways that we can offer the right training at the right time to the right person, whether it's online, in a classroom, or as a consultation. So basically, my challenge each year is to really talk to senior leaders on an ongoing basis and really start asking them, what is it that's keeping you awake at night as a CEO or COO, and what is it that I can bring to the table that can at least to some extent alleviate that concern? And again, with 20,000 people, it's communication, it's education, it's making people aware. Because on top of the regulations, of course, healthcare is changing constantly.
Tawana, can you describe the online courses that you provide hospital employees through the CyberWorks Learning Management System?
Okay, primarily our online courses are mandatory education along with computer training. Especially for new systems training, we also do leadership development, employee development. Also, we offer special certifications with those type of online training. So we pretty much offer any type of, if we have a class or anything, we also can offer the online training to go along with it.
Yeah. One of the things I would comment on, too, is that we, Mary Kay, one of our approaches, too, is even we may have online just for mandatories, but a lot of times if we have a coursework that actually sit down in the class type session for online tools and or additional education, quizzes, whatever the case may be, it's sort of a blended approach to really reinforce and support the learning.
Okay. Jeanne-Anne, what are some of the instructional design and planning processes you use in your organization to develop your online training courses? Are you buying courses?
We actually do both. It's a very good question. We purchase some content, and then in some cases we develop it. It really depends. I mean, if it's something that, you know, we can really take something we already have and put it online, we might go ahead and develop it. On the other hand, if we have a specialized audience, for example, we were training coders when some of the regulations changed in the compliance world, we basically contracted with a company that provided the courseware. Now, the good news is we were able to document it through our LMS, so at least I could capture the record, but the actual content itself we bought from them.
Mm-hmm.
Another example, some of the leadership development stuff that we offer online is there's a wonderful product called Harvard Managed Mentor.
Mm-hmm.
It has at least 40-plus topics kind of for business managers, everything from conducting performance appraisals to doing a budget to time management. And we offer that to our employees or to our managers as well.
Wow, that sounds really good. Tawana, when you do develop courses, what are some of the course development tools that you use to build those online courses?
Currently, we're using Captivate 2 and 3. We're actually converting over to Captivate 3. In Flash, we're actually using the CyberWorks web author. We're just now starting to use that tool and finding that it's been a real good help with developing courses. So 9 times out of 10, we're doing a lot of the course development in the Captivate.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. A lot of our clients use Captivate and Flash and all those tools. There's lots of different authoring tools out on the market, so that's great. Ladies, can you tell us about your customer experience with CyberWorks?
Sure. Mary Kay, from what I have seen, the CyberWorks team been very responsive. They've also been very patient with us as we were making a very fast transition. And also, most important thing, probably the number one thing to me, is it appears from what Tawana tells me is that CyberWorks has been very, very supportive to Tawana. And as our point person and as our educational systems coordinator, it truly is, if she's happy, I'm happy. If she's getting what she needs to do her job, I'm happy. And it's just been a very good experience for us.
Well, that's great.
I think the same exact thing. I mean, I feel like the quick responses with solutions to our problems has been one of the great strengths of CyberWorks at this point. So,
okay, great. Well, ladies, this has been terrific. It's been great to have you here today. I know you're both really busy, so thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. I wish to thank you for listening to our interview with Jeanne-Anne Larson, Chief Learning Officer, and Tawana Foggs, Educational Systems Coordinator for William Bowman Hospitals for the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next week.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.